Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is June 11, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about El Salvador's Bitcoin bill raises issues, IMF spokesperson. SEC again warns investors against Bitcoin futures funds. Texas state regulator greenlights banks to custody crypto. Stake Technologies raises $10 million ahead of Polkadot and Kusama auctions. Bitcoin's steep price discount seems similar to March 2020 bottom. Arrington Capital launches $100 million Algorand Ecosystem Fund. Now let's get started. El Salvador's Bitcoin bill raises issues, IMF spokesperson. Jerry Rice said El Salvador's plan to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender raises macroeconomic, financial and legal issues. International Monetary Fund, IMF, spokesman Jerry Rice said the organization is following developments in El Salvador closely ahead of a meeting with the nation's officials on Thursday. The IMF believes El Salvador's move to adopt Bitcoin, BTC, plus 0.57%. As legal tender raises various issues, the spokesperson said. Earlier this week, the Central American country became the first in the world to recognize the cryptocurrency as legal tender and mandate its acceptance across all businesses. Rice said on Thursday that adoption of Bitcoin as legal tender raises a number of macroeconomic, financial and legal issues that require very careful analysis, so we are following developments closely and will continue our consultation with authorities. He added that crypto assets can pose significant risks, and effective regulatory measures are very important when dealing with them, Bloomberg reported. According to Rice, an IMF team on Thursday will conduct virtual discussions with President Nayib Bukele regarding a potential credit program, including policies to strengthen economic governance, adding that conversations will include the Article 4 review of El Salvador. A supermajority of the nation's legislature voted in favor of President Nayib Bukele's proposal for the Latin American nation to adopt Bitcoin on Tuesday. SEC again warns investors against Bitcoin futures funds. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, sent out a second note to investors urging them to reevaluate Bitcoin futures-focused funds. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, reiterated the risks of investing in Bitcoin, BTC, plus 0.57%, futures-focused funds with a staff note on Thursday that underscores the uphill battle U.S. Bitcoin exchange-traded funds, ETFs, face. In an emailed investor bulletin obtained by CoinDesk, staffers urge investors considering a fund with exposure to the Bitcoin futures market to weigh carefully the potential risks and benefits of the investment, the note said, warning investors that the cryptocurrency as an investment is highly speculative. This is the second recent warning the SEC has sent out in regards to Bitcoin's risk. Last month, it sent out a note to investors highlighting that it may not be safe yet to support an exchange-traded fund under the Investment Advisors Act of 1940 because of Bitcoin's volatility. Most Bitcoin ETF applications are filed under a different law, the Securities Act of 1933, due to differences in how these laws treat such applications. The SEC has long warned against filing Bitcoin products under the 1940 Act. This warning comes at a time when large traditional banks and investment funds increasingly announce their interest in cryptocurrencies, both personal and corporate. In March, investment bank Morgan Stanley started offering clients access to Bitcoin funds, and in May Wells Fargo announced it would introduce a cryptocurrency fund. Just yesterday, CoinDesk reported that investment banker Ken Moelis started looking into the crypto space as a potential business opportunity. Texas state regulator greenlights banks to custody crypto. A June 10 notice from the Texas Department of Banking told state-chartered banks they can work with crypto companies. State-chartered banks in Texas have been given the green light to custody crypto assets on behalf of their customers, a state regulator announced Thursday. The guidance is not representative of new law, but an affirmation that state-chartered banks are allowed to provide crypto custody services as long as there are adequate protocols in place and the banks are complying with existing legal frameworks, according to a June 10 notice posted on the Texas Department of Banking's website. According to the notice, the types of custody services offered by state-chartered banks may differ depending on each bank's expertise, risk appetite, and business model. Banks may offer either fiduciary and non-fiduciary custody services, which could range from safely storing copies of a customer's private keys to directly controlling crypto assets, including holding private keys, on behalf of its customers. The Texas Department of Banking's notice comes amid a booming presence from the crypto industry in Texas. Miners and crypto startups have been moving to Texas in record numbers to take advantage of the state's relatively cheap energy and crypto-friendly regulatory environment. Texas lawmakers, including Governor Greg Abbott, now must provide legal clarity to crypto companies and investors in the state. The regulator's notice looks much like the guidance published for federal banks by the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency last July. However, according to Marcus Adams, Assistant General Counsel at the Texas Department of Banking, the state is not taking its crypto guidance from the federal government, but making decisions based on the growing popularity of crypto in Texas. Both at the state and federal regulatory agencies, we're seeing a rise in the virtual currency industry as it continues to evolve, Marcus said. We expect our banks to start seeing demand from their customers and we want them to be prepared for that. The point of the notice is to make it clear to banks that under the existing law, they can provide these services, Marcus said. How soon we see Texas state chartered banks actually start offering these and get these products and services in place is really dependent on the individual banks and what kind of resources they have available. Stake Technologies raises $10 million ahead of Polkadot and Kusama auctions. With auctions to win a place building on the Polkadot blockchain ecosystem beginning soon, projects are coming out with strategies to secure one of the coveted slots. Stake Technologies, the company behind Plasm Network and Sheetan Network, two hubs for building inter-blockchain compatible smart contracts across Polkadot, Kusama and other protocols, said Friday it has raised $10 million in a round of funding led by Fenbushi Capital. A long list of investors also participated in the fundraising round, including Hypersphere Ventures, Gumi Cryptos, IOSG Ventures, TRG Capital Management, AU21 Capital, Digital Strategies, SNZ, Sub-Zero Capital, Altonomy, East Ventures and others. The round was also joined by some notable angel investors, including Nobuyuki Aide, ex-CEO and chairman of Sony. Stake Technologies will use the funding in the parachain auctions that are scheduled to take place over the coming weeks to help win slots on both Polkadot and its more experimental cousin Kusama. Plasm is built on Polkadot. Sheetan on Kusama. Projects can pursue a direct sales approach, where tokens of the new network are sold in exchange for the native token of the respective parachain network, either -7.42%, or KSM. Another strategy involves crowd loans, where token holders loan their DOT or KSM to be used as collateral for the parachain lease. Stake Technologies has adopted a crowd loan strategy for winning the Sheetan parachain lease, giving KSM holders an incentive to contribute by offering SDN tokens as rewards. At the end of the lease period, which can range from 6 months to 2 years, the tokens are returned to their original holders. On Kusama, the lease period is capped to about 11 months. Since meeting the Plasm team in 2019, when Stake Technologies was one of the very first teams building on Substrate in Longhash's accelerator, we have been consistently impressed by the team's ability to iterate and execute on their vision of bringing a scalable smart contract platform into the Polkadot ecosystem, Remington Ong, a partner at Fenbushi Capital, said in a statement. the Plasm and Sheetan networks will bring a smart contract development layer to the Polkadot ecosystem that is interoperable with Ethereum and its various Layer 2 scaling solutions, as well as other systems hosting apps like decentralized finance, DeFi, non-fungible tokens, NFTs. The multi-blockchain approach means that Plasm and Sheetan will be key contributions to the overall parachain ecosystem, with their work on scaling benefiting every other future parachain. Jack Platts, a co-founder of Hypersphere Ventures, said in a statement. Bitcoin's steep price discount seems similar to March 2020 bottom. Sentiment may have turned a little too bearish, a feature that is often observed at market bottoms. Bitcoin traded at a significant discount to its long-term moving average earlier this week, implying an overstretched bearish move and potential for reversal higher. The cryptocurrency dropped to nearly $30,000 on Tuesday, pushing the ratio to its 20-week simple moving average, SMA, down to 0.61, the lowest since the March 2020 crash. Historically, Bitcoin has carved out major price bottoms with the ratio near 0.60. Our graphic depicts Bitcoin at the steepest discount to its 20-week moving average since the March 2020 bottom around $4,000. Mike McGlone, a senior commodity strategist at Bloomberg Intelligence, said in a research note published on Wednesday. A more enduring discount at the end of 2018 marked the low closer to $3,000. If past data is a guide, Tuesday's low near $30,000 could also turn out to be a bear market bottom. Bitcoin has bounced up slightly over the past 3 days to nearly $37,000, but remains well under the 200-day SMA of $42,000. According to McGlone, the sentiment has turned a little too bearish, a feature that is often observed at market bottoms. Calls for $20,000 and technical patterns such as death crosses are often triggers for the more fundamentally focused and longer-term bulls to be responsive buyers, McGlone noted. A death cross, or the bearish crossover of 50-day and 200-day SMAs, is widely taken to represent a long-term bearish shift in momentum. Bitcoin's 50-day SMA is trending south and looks set to cross below the 200-day line in the next few days. Some analysts are worried that could bring in more profound losses. Those indicators, however, often trap traders on the wrong side of the markets as they are based on past data and tend to lag prices. In other words, by the time the crossover happens, the asset is oversold and primed for a bounce. The last two instances of death crosses, March 2020 and October 2019, turned out to be bear traps. Blockchain data shows large investors continue to accumulate coins, shrugging off the recent China crackdown on crypto mining or the death cross fears. McGlone remains optimistic about Bitcoin's long-term price prospects. Early days of price discovery, plus mainstream adoption and the inevitability of US ETFs, exchange-traded funds, keep $100,000 resistance on our radar, he said. Arrington Capital launches $100 million Algorand Ecosystem Fund. The TechCrunch founder's second crypto fund will bet on Algorand projects and coins. But don't think the firm is abandoning XRP. Michael Arrington's crypto venture capital firm, Arrington Capital Management, is launching a $100 million fund for bets on projects building on the Algorand blockchain. Called the Arrington Algo Growth Fund, AAGF, the fund will invest in tokens and equity, Arrington, the founder of the TechCrunch blog, told CoinDesk in a telephone interview. It is Arrington LS's second crypto-focused fund after the flagship Arrington XRP Capital Fund, which in March reported $236.7 million in assets. Arrington Capital now has over $1 billion in assets under management, according to a press release. AAGF adds to a growing list of crypto funds now pumping over $500 million into cryptographer Slivio Micali's proof-of-stake blockchain. The fund will help pay for investments ranging from non-fungible tokens to a partnership with Miami to use Algorand in municipal projects, all in an effort to accelerate the development of Algorand's ecosystem. Our LPs, limited partners, include several parties who align with the Algorand vision and want to support the expanding ecosystem with new offerings, Arrington said. We may also bring on additional investors. Additionally, I am personally investing in the fund. Algorand, like other protocols, is eager to gain an edge in the lucrative decentralized finance, DeFi, arms race. Its 11 million addresses pale in comparison to sector leader Ethereum's 157 million, but the blockchain is far more nimble, both in terms of transaction processing power and speed. Even so, Algorand lacks an established DeFi ecosystem that other chains enjoy. However, that may start to change. Yieldly, a no-loss lottery, akin to Pool Together, and Algorand's first native DeFi application has amassed over $11 million in total value locked, TVL, following its debut on Saturday. Kelly Callahan, Algorand's head of marketing, said the app, which launched with backing from the Algorand Community Fund, is already becoming a hit. But the network is also courting opportunities on the more centralized side, Callahan said. That includes projects that will allow financial institutions to use DeFi infrastructure and provide central banks with ways to transfer digital currencies. Our perspective is not that one is going to overtake the other, that one's going to win or make the other irrelevant, but they sort of converge, she said. We see ourselves as sort of helping with this bridge between banks, firms, and DeFi. Arrington Capital may be best known in the cryptosphere for its XRP fund, which launched in late 2017 also with $100 million in capital. The firm has remained true to Ripple Labs' embattled token even as other companies in the market flee. We are extremely loyal to Ripple and to XRP and we believe in that ecosystem, Arrington said. But it's a multi-chain world. As for how the XRP army will react, I am interested in the answer to that myself. Well, see, he said. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.